One of the many benefits of living in a multicultural country is the opportunity to enjoy different cuisines from all over the world. And of course, cook at home using recipes that are not part of our traditional menu. Recently on SBS, we shared a story about imported products containing toxic substances such as lead, copper, banned pesticides in amounts above the Australian legal standards. The customs are doing their best in checking the imported food. The government sets tough rules and standards. The question is, what can we as consumers do to protect ourselves and our families from products that are not so good for the health? To get some answers, we've contacted Diana Green from Elevating Food Safety. Ms. Green, how to make sure we purchase safe products?
Triplana, there's a few things to consider, and one of those big requirements is, main requirements is temperature control. If you are buying products that need to be refrigerated, it needs to be between 0 and 4 degrees. It needs to be cold, chilled. And if you're buying frozen products, it needs to be at minus 18 degrees. If you are buying these products within these temperatures, then the food will remain safe. When you buy these products and then take them home, it's not a good idea to go do your grocery shopping in the morning, leave the groceries, including all the cold and frozen products, in your car and then go spend the rest of the afternoon shopping. It's always best to buy your products and go home as soon as you can. If you can use the chilled bags, it's a good thing to do that. But usually you'd be safe within 2 hours if you do your groceries and get the product home in the fridge, then products won't spoil. That's one key requirement to be aware of. The other one is the date. Always check the date. When you go do your groceries, usually the retailers will always do stock rotation and they'll always put their product with the shortest shelf life at the front and the product with the longest shelf life at the back. So always check how many days it has left. Sometimes products can be missed and you end up taking a product home that's already expired. Most products are safe though. So the manufacturers will always reduce the shelf life just to be safe in case some people do keep it past their best before. But, you know, you'd always look at the product, smell it, and if you can't see anything that looks, you know, wrong, like with any visual signs of mould, it's okay. But we don't recommend that you eat things past the best before, because what you can't see is bacteria. And if it's got any pathogens inside, you can't see that. So it might look good, might smell good, but you just never know. So always try to consume products within the expiry date or the best before date. The expiry date basically tells us that this product must be consumed by this date. It's usually products that contain meat or any product that come from ingredients or products that are sort of grown fresh produce or meat or chicken. Usually they come with an expiry date because it's saying if you don't eat the product past this date, if you eat the product past this date, you are at risk of potentially getting food poisoning. Best before is a recommendation saying you should eat it before this date, before the product will deteriorate with the quality or before a food safety incident can happen. And normally baked foods is a good example of using a best before date with bread or biscuits or something like that.
What are the signs that we should be aware of that there might be a problem with the product?
Okay, the packaging is an excellent example of that. Usually packages can blow up like a balloon, to put it in simple terms. Sometimes cans can start to explode or they can have dents in them, and that could be a sign that there's bacteria growing inside the food product. So anything that's changed shape or is larger than what it normally is, then that's a warning not to buy or consume that product. Anything that's been opened or anything that you can see that a lid's been like removed and then put back on, or there's a tear in the packaging, or there might be a hole in the packaging, that's a warning as well that the product could have been tampered with. Somebody could have done something to that product once it leaves the manufacturing site in the supply chain or in the supermarket. The other thing is sometimes some products, cereal products, might have infestation present. There might be moths or some sort of insect inside that product. Signs of webbing. You'll see webbing. Sometimes if you look at a packet, you'll see the movement inside. Rice is very common for that, so keep an eye on products like that. Your flour as well. Pretty much your cereals and grain products are very susceptible to that, so always look for any signs of that damaged packaging. And I guess smell. You can see if things, sometimes yeast and mold, you can see it and you can certainly smell it. If something doesn't smell right, don't ever take the chance of consuming it because it can cause food poisoning.
What to look for in product labels and declarations?
Product declarations and labels, this is now becoming the most important factor for selling food products. People are having so many health issues, so many allergens and intolerances that now the label sells the product. So what we're looking for is one that you're not misled. If you're buying a product because it's full of fruit, you want to read the ingredients to make sure it's full of fruit. Now, something interesting to let you know, when you're looking at ingredients, the ingredients are written from the most ingredient used in that recipe when the product is made, even in the factory or in the kitchen. When manufacturers make the product, or the product might be made a food environment, basically what they have to do is they have to declare all the ingredients that go into making that product, and it's in ascending order. So the most ingredient used in that recipe is the first on the list. So if you read a recipe, if you're looking at baked goods and it says sugar, honey, oats, you know that the most ingredient used in this product is sugar. And that's how you can tell how much ingredient is in the product. If there's allergens, they need to, by law, that needs to be declared. So you must make it clear that there is gluten in the product. There are peanuts or tree nuts. There is fish in the product. There might be sesame seeds, sulfites. So all the known allergens need to be declared and you'd be looking for that. Now, if somebody can't eat gluten, they're not going to be buying normal bread because they know that they can't eat it. All you have really is trust. You have to trust that the product is made correctly and the ingredients are correct.
You mentioned the allergens. Tell us more about that.
There's over 160 food items that people can be allergic or intolerant to. Now, if manufacturers and kitchens and restaurants and cafes took that into consideration, there wouldn't be a lot of food products we can make. So what the food authorities have done is basically have taken those ingredients and have looked at which of those ingredients are most common and which of those are most commonly causing allergic reactions or intolerances. And they've come up with the top 8 allergens, and that's what in industry we focus on. And those 8 is gluten, it's fish and crustacea. Crustacea is the hard shell fish like prawns and lobster. Sesame seeds, sulfates, it's egg, dairy. Allergens are very serious. Allergens can actually kill people, and people also have intolerances to food items, which gives them cramping, bloating, their sore tummy, headaches. But allergens is quite serious because people could have an anaphylactic reaction, which means their throat and their tongue will continue to swell until they suffocate. It'll keep swelling and they end up suffocating and dying. And these are the raw materials that are used in factories that are now used under strictest guidelines and cleaning regimes to make sure that product that should not have any soy in it, but soy could be used in the factory, does not contaminate the product.
Australia is a multicultural country, is a great food importer. We often purchase imported products that we are not so familiar with regarding taste, smell, how the food should look like. What should we know about the imported food and be wise about food safety?
Imported food products, there are laws that need to be met. And AQS and Customs are trying, do their best to be stringent and to be checking things and to making sure that things have been appropriately treated. The safest thing with imported food is basically to buy from your reputable companies that have been around for a long time. The big corporate companies, they understand food safety and they do that very well. So buying known brands, and again, making sure that the packaging is intact, there's no tears, it's not open. You can look at the pictures of the product to make sure it's what you want. You can look at the ingredients and just become familiar with that product. But if you go to a little store, let's just say in Sydney, somewhere in Cabramatta, and they're buying products from anywhere in the world and they're bringing it in, there is a lot more risk that you have to be aware of.
And one more question. From your experience, what are the most common mistakes the consumers make regarding food safety when grocery shopping?
The most common mistake, what I've known in the last 28 years working in the industry, is how they handle that product and that they leave that product for a long period of time after they've purchased it, leave it in a hot car, especially in the summertime, a very hot car, and they go and do their shopping or go to lunch, and then they take that product home. And that is allowing ideal environments for any bacterial pathogens to be growing. Always keep your chilled and frozen products at the right temperature. Get the product home as soon as you can. That's the best thing that you can do to protect yourself. Svetlana, in summary, I'd just like to say a few things to the listeners, and that is that generally in society, we're not taught food safety. We're not taught at school many of the principles. A lot of people don't understand the importance of washing hands after going to the toilet. What we do see in the industry is that people just don't understand how serious purchasing or consuming food is. People don't realise that they can make a decision and could end up being paralysed or could end up dying or very sick because they ate a salad or they drank water. Now, if you travel overseas and you drink water that's unfiltered, it could potentially kill you. If you buy a salad that hasn't been washed properly and there's bacteria present or pathogens present, it can harm or it can kill you. And people aren't aware of this. So always think of making sure that you're drinking when you're travelling or just out of the home, you're drinking filtered water. You're going to places that you know are handling the food correctly. You can see that temperature control is not a problem. And if you're out at a restaurant, the safest thing to do is to always buy food that is freshly cooked, because when food is freshly cooked, once the product reaches over 72 degrees and that the core temperature is maintained for 15 seconds, we know that the bacteria has been destroyed and you're not going to get sick. So when you're making choices, make them wisely, make them smart, and always look after yourself and your family.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On SBS Radio, Diana Green from Elevating Food Safety with some tips regarding food safety.